It's deck days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another busy night at Brayhead Arena saw Brayhead Clan defeat the Dundee Stars by 3-0 to clinch the top spot in the Challenge Cup Group A. Clan got the scoring underway 11:06. Lee Esders fed from the left wing. Ben Davis was just in front of the crease and he fired the puck past Mark Chevery in the Dundee goal. Jamie Fritch helped in Matt Keith for the second on 15:00. Keith in the centre. He turned and swept home to make it 2-0 for Brayhead Clan going into the first interval. Zach Fitzgerald saw his game end early, round about the midway point of the entire match. He went for unsportsmanlike conduct, and then on 37:00 Clan scored with Stefan Meyer getting the final touch, but the goal was ruled off by the referee. A fight between Jeff Hutchins, the Dundee coach, making his 500th Elite League appearance, and Derek Rail certainly got the crowd in their feet just before the second interval, but into the third period, and Scott Pitt made it 3-0. He was set up by Ryan Kavanagh to clinch the victory for the Clan. Bit of an interesting development with Brad Plumpton getting a 2+2+10 for misconduct. Chris Frank also got a misconduct as well, but by then the game was over. Dundee Stars had lost. Brayhead Clan back to winning ways as they made it 3-0 and to clinch the top spot in Challenge Cup Group A. We'll have reaction very shortly. I'm now joined by the Clan coach, Ryan Finnerty. Congratulations on a 3-0 win tonight. Looked quite comfortable in the end.
Yeah, I thought we were in pretty good control for most of the night. We did what we had to do. It wasn't the most entertaining game, but when you're in the middle of 3-3, sometimes letting back a bit and pulling back our forecheck to save the legs for tomorrow, you got to do what you got to do.
Now, how did you reinvigorate the guys after the game in Belfast last night? A 4-1 defeat, disappointing. Obviously, you couldn't keep that run going. As good a team as Belfast are, but what did you say to the guys ahead of tonight's game to get them going again?
Yeah, we talked briefly last night after the game. It was a tough game. Belfast were very good. We had some opportunities to get back in the game. Murph made some big saves at some key times, but they were very good. They were very good on the night, and they deserved to win that game, but We had some positives out of there, and we knew we need to regroup here. We wanted to finish at the top of our Challenge Cup group. That was key for us coming here, and we felt tonight we needed to get a win to separate ourselves now. So we'll finish first, and that was kind of our goal coming in, is we wanted to get back to winning ways. We don't like to lose two in a row ever. So
Kyle Jones, another shutout for him tonight. That's 5 for the season. We've talked about him before. He's in tip-top form at the moment. You can't argue with the quality he's shown at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we broke down tonight, he was there. He made some incredible saves last night to give us a chance. And it's all you can ask is for your goalie to give you a chance to win every night. And he's doing that. He's got 5 shutouts on the year, and he's playing well every night. He's consistent. We know what we're going to get out of him.
Two big calls by the referee tonight. Firstly, Zach Fitzgerald kicked out the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. What was your view on that?
Yeah, obviously I talked to Zach. There's a line and then there's crossing the line, and we got to make sure we control our emotions a little better. And we need Zach on this side of the ice as opposed to the other. And we said that, actually felt that was I didn't like our discipline there in the second part of the second period there. And We spoke about it and addressed it after the second period. We can't be taking penalties. We don't have enough bodies to be killing penalties all night, especially in the midst of a 3-3. It's useless energy that we got to spend, especially the ones that are the undisciplined ones. But the guys responded well, and we play on the edge. We're a team that plays on the edge, and we are going to attract that kind of attention, but we got to make sure we channel it in the right areas.
Then there was the third goal, and I say third with inverted commas as well. The referee gave it, even though the light didn't go on behind him, but he changed his mind. Did you have a view on that?
Yeah, obviously. I couldn't see if it went in. It's our goal judge didn't feel it went in. So, those things happen, and it's at the time it's frustrating because you see a goal go in and it pulls it away. But they're in the position to make the right calls, and like I said, I haven't seen if whether it went in or not, but it had no impact on the game.
On the third period, did it get a bit nervy at times until Pitter's third goal? The third goal, did it get a bit nervy at times for you? Did you feel as though Dundee you know, could have at any point found the net and made things a bit more interesting.
Yeah, we called a timeout there just to kind of tell our guys we can't play on our heels here. We can't play standing still. We needed to get moving and get up the ice here and play on their end, because they were attacking, they were coming, and a 2-1 game, they have a lot of momentum going into it, and you know, we wanted to close that game out a lot sooner than we did. But you got to credit to Dundee. They kept coming, and I thought they played offensively. I thought they were pretty good.
And now you've got Hull tomorrow. Hull will be nursing a very heavy defeat tonight. 8-3, they've lost up in 5 tonight. Going down there, a team that's hurting, never a good team to play, is it?
Hull's tough, yeah. Their results have showed that, you know, they can upset teams. They can put a good game together. And their rink's been always been tough to get points in. We've gone there twice now and got results, so that's good. That's good for confidence for us. But it's again, we're coming off the third game now, and in a lot of travel and not a lot of hours spent at home. But you know, everybody has to go through it, and you know, it's no excuse. But we'll roll into tomorrow here. We'll see what kind of lineup, see what kind of bodies we got coming out of here tonight, and go from there.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Dundee Stars player coach Jeff Hutchins with me now. Jeff, first of all, 500 games in the Elite League, that's quite an achievement, but in terms of the result, not the way you would have liked it to go.
No, I think at times during the game, I think we were there and put pressure on their D. Overall, through the course of 60, I think we kind of got off our game and just kind of, you know, went through the motions a little bit. And although the game from a points perspective didn't matter, I think getting a win for us is key at this point. And it would have given us a little bit of momentum going into tomorrow.
And you've talked about the fact the Challenge Cup you're through, so in terms of what you want to achieve there, you've done that.
Yeah.
In terms of tonight's game and the fact that it was a dead rubber, if I could use that term, how seriously did you take the game when you consider, you know, you've got other more important objectives in mind?
Well, we did, because obviously we've lost 7 in a row, so, I mean, it was an important game for us. It's also an important game psychologically to put a marker down that we're still in this and still challenging, Brayhead for the Gardner Conference. And I think, you know, coming in here and putting a good performance kind of would have done that tonight, but unfortunately we didn't get the result we wanted.
Your guys seem to be a little bit lacking in sharpness going forward in terms of, you know, getting the chances in and around the crease. You certainly tested Kyle Jones at times. You just lacked that sharpness as well. Is that a concern?
Well, I mean, if you're sitting here a year ago, I think, you know, a scramble like that probably would have gone in. I think, and we definitely have the personnel in the room to do it. I think we just haven't gotten those breaks this year, and it's frustrating, but we need to work through it. I mean, again, you know, we're not even, you know, a halfway through the season, so I think we need to, you know, it's all to play for. We just need to get back on the train, and you know, once we start getting a couple wins under our belts, I think we'll start to roll, and you know, the confidence will be there.
A couple of things I want to ask you about in terms of a couple of Clan players were looking to engage your players in one or two altercations. I think there's obviously an instruction there for them not to get involved, whereas you yourself got involved with Derek Rail in the third period. Why was that?
I've never said to my guys don't get involved, so I don't know
okay.
where that came from.
Okay. Just how it seemed, the team's happy to skate away.
I think, you know, from a point of view, if they want to run around, then that's, you know, that's not going to put goals in the net for us. And, you know, they weren't abusing our guys. If they were abusing our guys, then, you know, then I would have... I would have expected that we would have answered the bell. But I mean, I think in terms of my altercation with Roll is, you know, that's a long-seated thing that you know, that we took care of tonight. So
thanks very much, Jeff.
And that's the reaction from Ryan Finnerty and the Dundee coach, Jeff Hutchins. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, on a night where Brayhead Clan defeated Dundee Stars by 3-0. We should also mention that Kyle Jones registered his 5th shutout of the season, his 2nd against Dundee Stars as well. So congratulations to Kyle Jones. A good night's work for Clan. They can look ahead to the trip to Coventry to Hull Stingrays on Sunday, and then Coventry Blaze come to Glasgow, my apologies, next Saturday. That's Saturday the 8th of November, a 7 o'clock face-off. You can buy tickets through the website or on the ticket hotline at 0844 499 1700 to get your tickets for Brayhead Clan versus Coventry Blaze next Saturday. Thank you for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. To keep up to date with the latest news at Brayhead Clan, visit the website, brayheadclan.com. The club's also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_clan. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.